Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Josh Landese, in for the great Ray Graff. Joining us this afternoon, physical and licensed massage therapist Laura Brown of Capital Region Therapeutic Massage. Laura has spent nearly 30 years helping people reduce pain and improve mobility. We'll talk about what massage can and can't do to relieve pain, as well as newer technologies like scrambler therapy and MLS laser therapy. Call in 1-800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. Or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Therapeutic massage, Laura Brown, and your calls coming up right after the news here on Vox Pop, right on WAMC. Don't be a stranger. Give us a ring. We have callers ready to go. All right, the news. Hello once again and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon talk show, where you, yes you the listener, can call in and chat with me, Josh Landese, and our expert today, our guest, Laura Brown. We're going to learn about deep tissue massage and other non-invasive options for people looking to feel better and move better without more medication or surgery. The great Laura Brown joins us again. She comes from Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park, New York. And Laura, the second I get something wrong, you bust in here and say, Josh, roll it back. Laura has a master's in physical therapy. Check? Check. Okay, good. we've got that. She's a licensed member of the American Massage Therapy Association. Also true?
Check.
Great.
Yes, man.
For nearly 30 years, she's worked with people to reduce pain, improve mobility. Laura specializes in therapeutic massage, in scrambler therapy for neuropathic pain, and MLS laser therapy for pain and inflammation. Listen, if you're listening out there, Laura has a lot of answers to a lot of really probably pressing questions in your life. The number to call, 1-800-348-2551. Once again, that's 1-800-348-2551. We have our call screener standing by, and we thank you very much for that. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Laura Brown, welcome back to Vox Pop.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's a lot of fun to be here. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. Everyone in public radio has like a stitch in their neck or something. So,
okay, then I'll stay late.
please do.
Okay.
So, Laura, I mean, tell us a little bit about your work with Capital Region Therapeutic Massage. What does that cover? Like, what kind of things are you addressing in people's lives?
Well, I actually rebranded to Laura Brown PT now. So that's Capital Region Therapeutic Massage. I'll answer if you call me that. But I rebranded. And my job, as I see it, is to help people understand what kind of pain they may be dealing with and choose an appropriate conservative treatment, not simply to just throw a massage at any painful body part like they're all the same. So we have three different modalities that I do, and sometimes I'll use one of them, sometimes I might combine two of them, and sometimes I'm not the answer at all. So people really just need to be heard. They need to be listened to. I might listen to their story and end up saying, you know what, I think you need to see this kind of professional and nudge them down that road. So, you know, if they stay with me, great. If they don't, it's unfortunate because I never really find out how it worked out. But that's the way we work. We've got to push them in the right direction.
So you're something of like a pain detective.
A little bit. Yeah, I try.
That's so interesting. You talked about like this conservative options and the idea of not like carpet bombing the problem, but maybe more like sniping the problem. Walk me through how you sort of like narrow down things from like, oh, I have a back pain. Like, how do you bring that microscope in on what it could be at the core of it?
Well, people usually have a lot of questions, so they can schedule a free discovery call with me, and then I have dedicated time on my schedule. It's a lot better than, you know, playing phone tag back and forth, because they're on my schedule. That's what I'm doing. So I will talk to them on the phone and sort of hear them describe their problem and how their problem is impacting their life. And then I listen for certain things and I start forming an idea about what might help them, because scrambler therapy primarily addresses certain types of pain, neuropathic pain or nerve related pain. Massage will address muscular tension, restricted movement and stress. And the MLS laser is more for selected painful or irritated tissues. So, we'll just sort of start detecting then. And when they come in, a lot of times we might start with an hour massage, just because that then allows me to not only hear their story, more in more detail, but I can get my hands on them. I can do the full body in an hour, and then I can start to assess from the palpation where the problems are in the tissues, where they're tight, where they're hypotonic maybe, and then we can go from there. But if I hear things like shooting pain or pins and needles pain or stiffness, then all these are clues for me to sort of start detectiving which road we want to go down.
That's so cool to me, because so often I'll have like a pain in my back, and to me it's like this, it's my back. It's this sort of like, you know, one monolithic quality in my mind. But like you with your hands and your knowledge, like you can get in there and really suss out exactly what is going on.
Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's just like speaking a language that, like, you know, it's weird that we don't know our own muscles better, because we use them frequently. Is that right?
We use our muscles all the time, every day, whether you are sitting in a rocking chair or you're a triathlete. That's why I wish, if I had a magic wand, I would change the world and to stop thinking that massage is some kind of a luxury. Okay, it's not a luxury. It's muscle therapy, and it's part of a healthy lifestyle. And everybody in the world that has muscles could use a massage. So no matter what you're doing.
To be honest, I'm more on the rocking chair side of the spectrum than the triathlete side of the spectrum.
Well, you and me both.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So another question I have is that kind of what you just hit on, like people often consider, it's kind of funny. There's like a media image, I suppose, over the years of like the massage as being the sort of the Provence of the rich and wealthy. It's something in their free time they do. You know, when you think about ways that massage could improve like an average person's life just on a week to week basis, like what do you see when someone starts to get into that rhythm of getting that treatment on a regular basis?
I start to see a metamorphosis from this kind of, well, I don't know how much hope I have, but I'm going to try this because I know at least in the moment it will feel good. Into, you know, and after a period of time, you see that person change. There's a change in their affect. There's a change in the brightness of their eyes, their voice quality. They're happy. They're surprised at how good they feel. And you know, they stay. You can't get rid of them because they're so happy. They want to keep going and keep going. And it's a great place to be at, because I'll tell you what, I enjoy trying at least to do my best to solve problems or issues with the work I do. But the real fun is when people just come in for a massage because they want to keep everything okay, and they want to keep everything working and moving forward. And it's just it's a nice place to be at, you know, where you don't have to solve anything, but you're just giving this great massage because it's a really fun thing to have.
Like changing the oil, right? Just making sure, like, just basic function is so important.
Yeah. It's wonderful. You know, we can massage the muscles. The muscle, you know, when you do that, the lymph fluid gets circulated better. You're just cleaning yourself out. It's motion is lotion, so we'll stretch. And every time you move the joints, you're lubricating those joints. And it's just a really nice way to introduce more pain-free range of motion to people so that they can resume physical activity or resume the activities in life that were important to them that maybe they've been holding back on. So
it strikes me that it must be emotional sometimes to see somebody like go from being so constricted from pain to like achieving that release. I mean, like, is it emotional for you to see people go through that journey?
It's emotional, but it's super, super gratifying. It's probably the word I would use more than emotional. It's very gratifying, and it's a privilege when I get to be a part of that for them. I'm a small part. I'm not, you know, they're doing other things. I'm giving them homework to do. They're seeing other professionals, but I'm a part of that, and it's a really exciting privilege. I really feel blessed to be that part. Play that part in someone's life.
And we're blessed to have you on Vox Pop, which, again, to call in with your questions about therapeutic massage, maybe there's an ache or a pain you're carrying with you that Laura could answer some questions about. You can call 1-800-348-2551. Once again, that number is 1-800-348-2551, or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. So, Laura, I want to turn to, like, misconceptions about pain. I mean, I'm sure you encounter a lot of people who have ideas about what pain is and how to handle it. What's, like, a classic thing you hear from people who are like, oh, I have this pain and I've been doing X or Y about it that maybe doesn't really, you know, square up to the science?
Well, a really exciting trend right now, I'm seeing it a lot more in the things that I read, is pain doesn't necessarily equal tissue damage. And that's something that I've really been getting into as soon as I started using Scrambler Therapy, because it's used on chronic pain. And so when people tell me I have a pain, I must have damaged something and I need to stop moving. That's a huge myth. And I really, you know, I think one of the worst things people do is stop moving. Unless you've got a fracture or something like that, or an MD has told you to lay off, then probably not moving is the last thing you want to do.
What if I'm very, very sleepy?
Very sleepy.
Yeah. Then I don't want to move.
Okay. Well, then you can have a nap. But after that, you got to get up.
Okay. Tell you what, we're going to take a short break for some underwriting here on WAMC. We'll be back with more Vox Pop in just a moment. Stay tuned. And once again, 1-800-348-2551. Laura Brown, Therapeutic Massage, Scrambler Therapy, and MLS Pain Laser, excuse me. All of that and more. Stay tuned for more. Hello, once again, welcome back to Vox Pop, your live afternoon call-in talk show here on WAMC. I'm Josh Landes. Today we have with us, if you've been listening to the show so far, the great, the one, the only, Laura Brown. LauraBrownPT.com. Do I have that right?
Yes, LauraBrownPT.com. Thank you.
Excellent. Yes,
yes.
I don't want to boast about the amount of research I did, but I did go to your website. And it's a lovely website.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're getting some calls coming in. So let's let that percolate for a minute. Shortly, while we have an option here. So Scrambler Therapy, you're talking about this, you know, other approach to dealing with pain in a neural pathway directed to chronic pain. I mean, chronic pain remains one of this great sort of like unexplored problems in our society, where so many people have chronic pain. There's like, you know, it often gets, I think, shunted off to the side and not given the time it's due.
Yeah.
It seems very exciting that there's a place like this where you can really address some of that.
I can address some of that. Pain is complicated and it's multifaceted and layered, and there's so much to it, and there's so much mind-body connection to it as well. So Scrambler Therapy is a good answer. It's not the only answer, but it is a tool in the toolbox, and it's really exciting because any pain longer than 3 to 6 months, we start considering chronic pain, and it's for chronic neuropathic pain. So, you know, there's no new injury. There's no new tissue damage, but the nerve itself can continue sending a pain alarm even when there's no new injury occurring. So then we have this really bad loop just playing over and over and over again. So Scrambler Therapy is a non-invasive treatment for that type of pain. So I'll place electrodes on healthy skin around the pain, not directly on the pain. And then the treatment attempts to provide the nervous system with non-pain information. So it attempts to change the information traveling through that pathway. So that's less about turning down the volume of the pain and more about changing the message, which is really exciting because that's how we get longer lasting pain. Everybody in the world asks me, is it like TENS? Because if you've had pain and you've had physical therapy, you're probably a little familiar with a TENS unit. And there are electrodes on the skin and there is electric stim. But the algorithms and the wavelengths are all different. So TENS is more of a block waveform. And all that means is that you accommodate to it. And it doesn't really change the message. It sort of distracts you from what's going on. And you take it off because you've turned the intensity all the way up because you've accommodated to it. And then you take it off and the pain's still there. What Scrambler tries to do is change the message so your brain is not registering pain. And after a series of treatments, it's a series of treatments that we hope to get that to be the predominant signal that the brain is recognizing.
So we have sort of a classic pain situation with our first caller today, Barbara in Kingston. Barbara is calling in with a leg broken into. Okay. So in the control room, I will say I need a little bit of help in here with the call screening technology. We'll get that going again over here. We have someone calling in with sort of like a very straightforward injury here. Let's try this one more time. Barbara from Kingston. Barbara, welcome to Vox Pop.
Thank you.
So, Barbara, as I understand it, you broke your leg in two places. You're still limping. You still have pain. What's your question for Laura about this journey you're on?
What I would like to know is if she thinks massage therapy will help.
I definitely think massage therapy can help. I think it can help not only the muscles in your legs, but if you're limping, that suggests to me that, well, it says straight up that your gait is altered, the way you walk is altered. So I want to start looking above the chain of your leg. I want to look at your hip. I want to look at your pelvic girdle. And because I'm thinking you're probably compensating now for that pain and limping. So I would actually want to do the hip girdle, the legs. I would probably want to include your low back in that. And I would start thinking possibly about the laser if you have a specific pointed pain.
Excellent. Barbara, any follow-ups
to that?
Well,
the thing is, there's a plate right underneath my knee because it was broken. The two bones underneath the knee were broken, and I had, of course, it was surgically repaired, but I was hoping by now, because it happened at the end of November, that I would be sort of back to normal, but I'm not.
Well, Barbara, thank you for your call. Let's hear what Laura has to say about that.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm still thinking laser because it accelerates the process of the cells, their metabolism, their healing properties. And fortunately, things like metal in joints are not contraindicated. That's not a problem. It doesn't rule out the laser. So I think that can help accelerate some of the healing process.
Excellent. Well, Laura, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, people calling in, they're calling 1-800-348-2551 to learn about therapeutic massage and other pain relief techniques from Laura Brown. We have a call here from Terry, who's experiencing hip pain. Terry, you're live on Vox Pop. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I've got a question about, I've been going to therapy, physical therapy. I'm diagnosed with arthritis in the hip, and the joint is closing up a bit. And the therapy I've been going through for a number of months, it's kind of helped, but not as much as I was hoping. And my therapist yesterday mentioned massage therapy. And when I was in Florida in February, I went to a therapist who was a myofascial release guy.
Yep.
And he helped me immensely. So I'm curious as to what you think about the situation.
Myofascial release is a special massage technique, and I think it's great because it's going to get to structures a little bit deeper, a little bit. Your fascia is covering everything. So it's covering your muscles, it's covering your nerves, it's covering your joint. And the closing down part that you said I thought was interesting, and I can see why the myofascial work helped. I definitely think that is a good thing. And if you got relief from it, you should keep doing it. And I would also, again, arthritic joints are something that the MLS laser is very, very good at helping. And a lot of PT clinics have one in the area. A lot of them have it. So your therapist might have it. There might be one near you, and it could just be a nice adjunct to add on to your treatment.
Okay, the laser treatment, what was the first part of that?
The MLS laser? MLS.
Oh, this, MLS laser?
Yes.
This might be a good time, Laura, to actually get in-depth more about the lasers and what that process is like. Terry, thank you so much for your call today. We really appreciate
it. Oh, thank you.
Good luck out there, sir.
Thank you.
So yeah, let's talk about that process. I think people hear laser and it's sort of like,
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Like, am I being transported to some sort of like spaceship? But
it's
no, like
not the Death Star.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's very comforting. So therapeutic expert Laura Brown assures us that laser therapy for that kind of pain, not going to take us near Darth Vader. Very relaxing.
Yeah.
Tell us about what it's like to actually go through with the laser process.
It's very easy. It's very easy. It's usually pretty short duration treatments, so you can be in and out. It fits everyone's schedule. We usually do start out with 3 times a week and winnow it down as you progress, depending on how you're reacting to it. And it's very easy. You won't feel anything. You don't even feel the heat from it. So very, very easy. The only thing is you don't want a cold pack after after a treatment. It's a vasodilator, so we want that to happen. We don't want you to go ahead and cold pack and then constrict those vessels. But
so if I understand you, basically, like the it brings like the capillaries, like the blood comes up to the surface because it's hot.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Immediately putting cold on that could have a negative impact.
It would. You wouldn't do that because you'd almost negate your treatment.
Then
wow. Why would you want to do that? You wouldn't want to do that. So it's a dual wavelength. There's two wavelengths of light entering, and one of them is specifically for the cell metabolism and the pain and recovery aspect, and the other one is an anti-inflammatory wavelength. So they get in there, they work synergistically together, and it's you know what I wish would happen is people that are considering joint replacement surgery or scheduled for joint replacement surgery, if they would have it before and then after their joint replacement, that's some of my colleagues have had a lot of success with that, and then their PT rehab goes much easier if they have laser. Usually, with knee replacements, there's a tremendous amount of swelling sometimes afterwards, and the sooner you get rid of that, the sooner you're getting your mobility back, because if your knee's the size of a balloon, it's the PT's job to get you to try to bend your knee, and they can't. There's fluid there. It's like you can't bend it anymore. There's fluid in the way, so it takes care of that and assists in the inflammation, and so rehab becomes a lot easier.
That's so cool. I mean, again, I think people have often a very sort of like binary approach. There's like pain, there's painkillers. Your pain, there's surgery. You know, speaking, I'm interested. You were talking about like how this is such an alternative to a lot of, you know, conventional thought about pain. You know, coming out of this era in America where for such a long time people were just, you know, shellacked with painkillers to deal with problems, have you seen like a big change in the practice over the last, you know, decades or so as you think about people, you know, no longer taking a medication and actually seeking different approaches to pain?
Yeah, I've seen, and there's a time and a place for the medication too, but I've seen a lot of people just so anti-medication that they're not on anything. They'd rather deal with the pain, and they're looking for these alternative approaches to it that are more conservative and drug-free. So that's all I have. I have non-invasive drug-free options.
Well, that sounds good to me. I'm going to be real with you. All right, we have a caller. It's Martha with another hip question. Martha, welcome to Vox Pop. Thank you so much for calling in. You're here with Laura Brown. What is your question?
Yes. My nephew, who's about 65, had a terrible accident when he was a teenager carrying a bag of sand down West Mountain and crashed. And he had extensive plates put in. He had a long rod put in his thigh. And recently, he was told he needed to get a hip replacement. And so he thought he would be back to work in 2 or 3 days, but the doctor was horrified when he opened him up. Apparently it was a terrible mess because he'd never had the rod removed. Apparently he should have had the rod removed in a year or two. And it was just such a total mess. They spent 5 hours, putting in a new hip and a long rod that comes just short of the knee.
Wow.
And so that was in January, and he's still having a lot of trouble. He's now up to using a cane, but he has to go in. There's a tremendous amount of scar tissue because I guess they had to remove a lot of muscle. I don't know. But they're using cupping on to loosen the scar tissue. And I was wondering, are there any other techniques that they could use?
His issue is mainly one of pain. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's that he's not getting the muscle back very fast.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Muscle coming back is a physical therapy treatment plan. No modality or hands-on treatment like massage can add muscle, unfortunately. That's a really good question. And these modalities don't cure any underlying pathologies, but in order for him to gain muscle, that's time in and a tincture of time and putting the work in. unfortunately. I'm sorry. I wish I could say something better. But
well, I quote a bit of what you said earlier about a laser would accelerate healing.
Yeah, there's tissue healing properties when the tissues are irritated, and there's anti-inflammatory properties. So that could help with some of the pain that he might be having.
Well,
but as
wonderful.
Far as adding muscular muscle cells and muscular strength, no.
Yeah. Well, Martha.
And what would get rid of the scar tissue faster?
You know, I think we're moving a little bit out of the Lord's wheelhouse here. But Martha, good luck to your nephew. We really appreciate your call. I want to turn now to an email we got, Laura. Dennis Ryan emailed, and another sort of cycling accident thing here. Dennis said he was in a cycling accident. His personal diagnosis, which is, I'm imagining as a professional,
okay.
always good to get,
okay.
Was a separated shoulder, because that happened to me years ago, and this seems similar. My primary care thinks rotator cuff, and I have an MRI scheduled. In the meantime, is it best to go with complete rest? Gentle motion stretching to maintain range of motion? I put my hand on a mantle and gently bend down to my knees, raising my hand above my shoulder without exertion. Or should I start trying to exercise it, if only by lifting my arm as far as I can repeatedly? What do you think, Laura?
Ooh, it's so hard to, you know, radio diagnose and treat people. But if there is a pain-free range of motion, I would say that is fine. But I would not push any range of motion past the point of pain. I would defer to your doctor. I would even say you can be in PT now. You don't have, you know, have your MRI, get an official diagnosis, but you don't have to wait to start physical therapy. Have somebody evaluate you properly and give you a home exercise program. But my blanket answer, and I will defer to your physician on this, is any range of motion that is pain-free is okay. Because you don't want it, that joint to start freezing up because you haven't moved it.
You know, Laura, being in the room with you, I can feel the healing begin. I love it. Once again, it's Vox Pop. Call 1-800-348-2551. Once again, that's 1-800-348-2551. We have the one and only Laura Brown. Therapeutic massage is her game. Scrambler therapy is her game. MLS laser is her game as well. She's got a lot of cool expertises. People are taking advantage of this, Laura. Another email came in, and this one I like. Kyle is a big runner, and frequently he will roll a lacrosse ball under his feet with decent pressure. It's amazing how much loosening up the feet muscles has an impact for muscles up the chain. Can you talk more about how muscles are connected to one another, and how by working one muscle, you can positively impact other ones?
Sure. I'm glad he's doing that. What a bright guy, because he's not only doing that, but he's doing it at the feet, which is your foundation, right? So everything up the chain gets affected. So if your feet are tight, you've got changes in your arches. People, I don't know, they might tend to think of, I've got a foot and I've got an ankle, like it's one big bone. It's not. There's a lot of little articulations in there and a lot of muscles. And our feet are meant to be flexible and mobile, and that's how we adapt to different surfaces. So by keeping his feet loose, he's also helping the knees, he's helping the hips, he's helping the low back spine. So yeah, and he's doing it at the body's foundation, the feet. So I think that's great.
Something is afoot, Laura. Can we cut that, Riley? Can you dump that? Thanks. Okay, we have another call coming in. We've got Bill. Bill, you have foot and ankle pain for a long time, and you're struggling with relief. What is your question with the great Laura Brown today?
Well, I'm wondering if their therapy is effective in the foot and ankle region. I've had problems for a long time. I have collapsed arches, ruptured tendons, I've been told, synovial tissue damage, and I've also tested positive for Lyme in the past, and I believe I probably waited too long. I got the antibiotic treatment for the Lyme, but I think I had it probably for over a year. I know I've heard that can affect joints, and I just don't seem to be able to get any relief. And some days are so much worse than others, but even during the course of a day, it can be different. I also wonder if gout might be an issue, but I know it's a lot of things to throw out there, but.
Yeah, and some of those answers have to be done with testing and your family physician, and they have to test for those things. I would have no idea if you had gout, but I would look at lengthening the tissues of your feet, massaging them, seeing how mobile the joints of the foot are, and I would think of you as a candidate for laser.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your feet need to be mobile, and most of what I see are people with feet that are like a giant block, and that will.
Well, you know, I notice I'm 73 now. I'm really hesitant to like step off a curb. I go very carefully, you
Your
know.
Your balance might be affected, right?
Go down sideways. Well, it's getting that way.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of a running joke I have with people. I tell them if I saw $1,000 or $1,000,000 in a paper bag floating down a creek and there was a rocky bank, creek bank to get to it, I don't know if I could get the money. You know, I'm just.
Well, if we don't have range of motion in our feet and ankles, then it starts to affect our balance, and then we're up leveling the problems. So I would definitely wouldn't hate if you got more imaging of your feet, because if you have ruptured tendons, that's something that might change the approach a bit. So if they are ruptured, or if they're ruptured but they healed, I don't know. So imaging would be good, because those things would be good to know. They might change the treatment a little bit. But if you, I think massage and laser, and I would try to really look at how much range of motion you have in your foot and ankle.
All right. So we're going to take a quick underwriting break here on Vox Pop. We have Laura Brown in the studio talking about therapeutic massage, pain relief in a non-invasive way, and so much more. We've gotten so many great calls and emails. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. The number, 1-800-348-2551. Just checking with my eyes that I read the right number. All right. We'll be right back.
Support for WMC comes from Chesterwood, the summer home and studio of sculptor Daniel Chester French, Stockbridge, hosting the Extet, performing songs from Spain where Baroque meets flamenco and jazz. August 1st, tickets at chesterwood.org. Ambrose Electric Standby Power, an electrical contractor providing sales, service, and installation of residential and commercial Generac automatic standby generators, serving the greater Capital District for over 45 years. AmbroseLEC.com. Asia Baron Gallery, Great Barrington. Campus including Pan-Asian Sculpture Park, Furniture Exhibition and Ethnographic Art Gallery, China, Japan, Korea, India, Southeast Asia, asiabarong.com. Prestwick Chase, offering maintenance-free housing options for 55-plus active adults with one- and two-bedroom apartments and cottages in historic Saratoga Springs. 518-584-7766 to schedule tours. And the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, providing more than 40 miles of trails for nature therapy and exploration beyond the shore of Lake George. HikeLakeGeorge.org.
Welcome back to Vox Pop. I'm Josh Landes. I'm here today with the very popular Laura Brown, who's a master of therapeutic massage, of scrambler therapy, of MLS laser therapy, answering your questions about considered, careful, non-invasive ways to relieve pain. We have a call coming in from Valerie. Valerie has a scrambler therapy question. Valerie, welcome to Vox Pop. You're on with me, Josh, and of course, Laura Brown. What is your question?
Hi, thank you, Laura. Yes, I have genetic condition Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and I've had chronic coccydynia pain for 15 years. However, that got much worse when I had bilateral hip replacements 5 years ago. And so now I have chronic tailbone pain that I can't sit for more than 10, 20 minutes at a time without pretty much, you know, bad discomfort. And I have chronic bilateral hip pain, unexplained really, unless it's just from EDS.
It sounds maybe like you have some post-surgical pain.
Well, almost 6 years later, and I have tried spinal cord stimulation trial and shockwave therapy, and, you know, lots and lots of things over the last many years.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
All the traditional stuff.
Yeah.
So I wondered if your scramble therapy might be something that you think
might
could
be
help.
Something.
Or not.
It's a neuropathic pain device straight up. So, and it does sound like you have some post-surgical pain, possibly, and that is neuropathic in nature. So it could be. And the really bright point in scrambler therapy is that it is a treatment that we'll also know in a session, because it will change your pain that quickly. It should. It should take the pain down dramatically in the first session. So if it does, we're in business. It's working. If it makes a change, then it's a viable treatment. But it's not something you have to do 10 times just to find out if it's going to help you. Like some treatments, like and the laser is one of them as well. You have to do a series of laser, and it is a cumulative treatment. But with scrambler therapy, we can find out in the first session if it's going to work.
Amazing. Valerie, thank you for your call.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, we're moving next to a little place called Vermont. Ever heard of it?
I love Vermont.
That makes two of us. Okay, Mark is calling in, and he has gout. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to give some information. I had gout so bad, you know, and I'm 76. I had to change my diet and get into probiotics, but it took me several years to get this figured out. I'm also on allopurinol, but, you know, what I found was it's inflammation, you know, what we eat and purines in your diet and uric acid. I had gout so bad 6 years ago, it hit one foot, went to the next one. It took me 6 weeks to get it down. It's genetic. My dad had it. But now I'm all good, and I've totally switched to plant-based diet, and I Google everything that has uric acid in it. I can eat salmon, but so many things I can't, and I'm so sensitive to this that if I eat sugar, I will get a small flare-up, even though I'm on allopurinol. So sure. I have to watch everything I do, but I'm doing wonderful right now.
Good.
But it's, you know, it's probiotics, and I eat a lot of organic yogurt every day and all plants, and I Google everything that's good for inflammation.
Well, Mark, I'm going to jump in here and say, one, yogurt
Excellent.
Is delicious. But two, let's give Laura a chance to sort of reflect on some of that. What are you hearing in this, Laura? Any thoughts or observations about, you know, different ways to approach gout?
I love that anybody switching to a plant-based diet is near and dear to my heart. I cannot say enough about a plant-based diet. I am a hardcore vegan, and I've never felt better in my life. And so I'm glad to do that. That is a great way to attack inflammation. And gout, none of these things cure anything. They're pain treatments, straight up pain treatments. So I think that paying attention to what you eat, sugar's the new white devil. So that's great that you're avoiding that. And I just think that you're doing some really good things.
Wonderful. Hey, Mark, we really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And now we visit the Bay State. Yes, I'm biased. My favorite state the Commonwealth, rather, in the country, Massachusetts. We have Shelley on the line with a laser therapy question. Shelley from Chester, welcome to Vox Pop. What is your question for Laura Brown?
I'm from Cheshire, not from Chester.
Cheshire's, yesterday I was on the Ash Wilticook in Cheshire. Cheshire is heaven on earth. I believe that.
Yeah, okay. I've had neuropathy for the past couple of years, and I have massage every week. I go to acupuncture. I've been just having a couple of acupuncture appointments, but I'm wondering whether or not the laser treatment would help with neuropathy.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the neuropathy has affected me with cramps in the calves and in the thighs, wakes me up in the middle of the night, etc. So I'd like to hear a little more. What do you think I should do for a treatment?
There is a laser protocol for neuropathy. It absolutely can help. Usually with neuropathy, my first go-to is the scrambler therapy, just because it's a faster way to get, it's the bullet train to no pain, but MLS laser therapy is definitely beneficial for neuropathy. There is a protocol, and being in Massachusetts, you probably have someone close to you that has an MLS laser therapy machine.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Oh, okay. Great. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
I have a third place to go to see if I can get some help. Okay. I appreciate it.
Hey, Shelly, thank you so much for calling in. Just a reminder, Shelly called in. It's not that complicated, folks. You pick up the phone, 1-800-348-2551. Once again, 1-800-348-2551. We are on with Laura Brown, massage therapist, scrambler at large, a laser practitioner. All very cool. Scrambling and lasers, I think it's very cool to have that on your CV. You know what I mean? They're exciting words.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're dynamic. Okay, here's a question from Kim in Saratoga Springs. Hi, Laura. I had a very bad case of Lyme disease 2 years ago, and since recovering, I have intermittent intercostal rib pain as well as muscular thigh pain. I have read online that these symptoms are not uncommon after having Lyme disease. My question is what you would recommend to deal with the pain when it does flare up. I have consulted my provider and have not been offered any suggestions. Laura, what do you think about that? Intercostal rib pain and muscular thigh pain intermittently.
One of the video testimonials on my website is from a young gentleman that had costochondritis, not from Lyme disease, but or it could have been from Lyme disease, actually, but he had very successful treatment with laser therapy. Also, I am fortunate to be in a practice where there are other professionals in the same building. So there's a rheumatologist where I work who is phenomenal. And if you need some follow-up as far as what to do medically speaking for your Lyme disease, I would recommend her very highly.
And, of course, people can direct questions to you directly, laurabrownpt.com.
Yes.
And it's what, info@laurabrownpt.com?
It's info@calmaremassage.com.
There we go. One more time. Spell Calmare for people.
Info@C as in Charlie, A-L, M as in Mary, A-R-E, Calmare, just like it sounds, calmaremassage.com.
Excellent. We have more and more questions pouring in. This comes from Susan. Susan has nerve pain after a lobectomy. It appears to have followed the surgery. The doctor suggested this might be nerve pain. CAT scans are clear. I had a fall down 2 or 3 steps not long after the surgery. Would massage be helpful? Laura, what are your thoughts on that?
Massage might be helpful, but again, my go-to for nerve pain is scrambler therapy to get rid of that pain. Massage would help you with muscle tension. It would help you with mobility. It would be temporary pain relief. If you want the pain gone, I would recommend scrambler therapy for nerve pain.
Okay, this is a good one. I think it hits on a sort of a topical thing right now. So George has two questions. One is, I'm 8 weeks post-op from Achilles tendon surgery and was wondering if massage therapy would help with swelling and stiffness. So we'll start with that. Any thoughts on that?
Yes, massage can help with swelling and stiffness. Again, if the speedier way to go about it is to combine massage therapy with laser therapy. But yes, we can do inflammation. I call it the retrograde proximal distal proximal technique, which probably meant nothing to anybody except
well,
for me
off
right
the
now.
Tongue, you know?
Any massage therapist listening knew what I was talking about. But that is great for inflammation. We get it elevated, and we do a towards the heart sort of closer to your heart than the swelling. Then we go further away, and then we go back to close again, and that works wonders on swelling. And of course, the range of motion, we can work on that, but it's really going to improve after the swelling goes down too.
George's second question, what are your thoughts on red light therapy?
Oh, red light therapy. I knew somebody was going to ask that. Red light is such an enormous category. It means there's so many devices of so many different kinds and different powers, and it's such an enormous category. But they vary significantly in wavelength, power, dosage, and treatment area, and the intended use. So a consumer device and a clinical laser should not be assumed to deliver an equivalent treatment. So if you have a red light therapy and you like it, that's great. If you have Achilles tendon surgery, you can use it, but it's not a clinical grade laser, most likely, if you have it at home.
Yeah, is it what's it like to sort of watch, you know, there are these trends that emerge in social media about like ways to heal oneself, that, you know, there's sort of a kind of an incredible flow of that happening in 2026.
Yeah.
Like, as a professional, like any observations on like what it's like to watch what can be at times potentially dangerous misinformation be proliferated about, you know, pain relief?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, as far as things like red light and other, and I don't want to get everybody mad at me and think I'm poo-pooing the red light. But I do think that if you believe something works and it's safe and you're into it wholeheartedly, then it's probably going to work. I think the brain is a very powerful instrument. So if you believe wholeheartedly in it and it's working for you, keep on doing it. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, as long as it's safe. Some things, you know, the bee sting venom therapy, this is totally garbage.
There was like a Netflix.
Somebody's going to get mad at me. I can feel their fingers typing. Listen, hot right now.
Laura, you can't see, but out front, there's a horde of bee sting people and red light people with pitchforks and torches chanting your name.
Yes. That is, that's tossing money out. If you got money to toss out, go right ahead. But I don't recommend.
So you don't offer bee stings.
Just because it's a fad doesn't mean it's beneficial. It means somebody came up with an idea that they could market.
Right.
And we need to educate ourselves to know the difference. And if you need help, then reach out to a professional for some help in deciding these things. Because it is a sea out there. There's kratom, there's CBD, there's bee venom, there's, you know, magnetic bracelets. There's everything out there. So it can be overwhelming. So do your research. And if you need to reach out for help, reach out for help.
Okay, we've got a call coming in from Julie with another scrambler therapy question. Julie, you're on Vox Pop. Welcome to the show. What is your question for Laura?
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know if this scrambler therapy has been used with CIDP patients with any success. It's a rare illness, so I don't know if
D-I-D-P?
You would have even had the chance.
I'm sorry.
CIDP.
Yes, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy.
Ooh,
it's a rare autoimmune disorder where the immune system attacks the myelin sheath, the protective covering of peripheral nerves.
Yes.
Any thoughts, Laura?
I would give it a try because, again, with the scrambler therapy, we'll know in a short period of time if it's going to work or not. The part that gives me pause is the demyelinization. So I would do some research on that. I'm not sure if the myelin sheath is going to be a problem with scrambler therapy, but again, we can know in a short period of time if it's working.
Thank you for the call, Julie.
What's
any follow up question?
Time, like one treatment?
1 to 3.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, thank you for calling Vox Pop. We really appreciate it. So we've got time for, I think, one more email here. And this is sort of a classic. We have Nick emailing the show to ask about Arnica. I have used Arnica to relieve pain for years, but I don't know why it works. Subtly, but it works. What is Arnica? Which is a fair question. What does Arnica do for pain? How does it work? Asks Nick. Laura, any thoughts on that?
I think we need to get an aromatherapist on the show. I think they would know a little better about why Arnica works. I did have one experience with Arnica, and I think it works differently for different people. I myself got extremely agitated after being massaged with Arnica oil. So it did not work as well for me as it did for our caller, our emailer. So, but I honestly would love to tell you, but honestly, I'm going to be straight with you. I don't know.
I think that's the best answer.
I don't know the answer
sometimes.
To that.
Yeah.
But I would ask somebody into aromatherapy if they know.
Amazing. And we're closing out the show here, Laura. I just want to ask you about, like, you know, as far as like trends you're seeing among the people you're working with, are there any sort of like, you know, commonality in the issues facing people looking for pain relief right now? Any sort of 2026 hotspots?
You know what I'm finding right now, and I don't know if it's just because it's a little, I'm sensitive to it because I myself am in the same boat. I will call us people in the second half of life. How's that?
Sure.
A lot of people, and I think when you're in the second half of life, your health becomes more of a thought on the forefront of your brain than something you pack away. So I see a lot of people my age and older trying to get back into the gym and trying to get healthy, and they're doing a lot for them, which is outstanding. So I would say there is a lot of that going on, and they are starting to think of massage as part of their training program and healthy lifestyle. So I'm very happy to see that, and it is much easier to head off a problem than fix that problem. So please incorporate massage into your life and don't get the problem in the first place.
And you can do so by going to laurabrownpt.com to find out more. Laura Brown, thank you so much for a great Vox Pop. Everyone for calling, thank you so much. We're almost out of time here. Support for Vox Pop comes from Bittersweet Blackbird, Clifton Park, New York, a woman-owned and operated tattoo studio creating custom artistic designs tailored for each client. Appointments only, bittersweetblackbird.com. And Capital Region Classical at the Darrow School, chamber music concerts in a historic Shaker Tannery in the foothills of New Lebanon in August. CapitalRegionClassical.org. And Capital Roots celebrating 50 years of helping make local food and green spaces accessible to all through mobile markets, community gardens, and programs. CapitalRoots.org. Thank you to our engineer, Riley Phillips. Andrea, for taking our calls today. We really, really appreciate it. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., Pets and Vets. This is Vox Pop. This is WAMC. Stay tuned for The Book Show. You're not going to want to miss it. Bye-bye.